Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. In his budget address at the start of the session, Governor Peter Shumlin proposed a small payroll tax to provide new revenue that would be used to increase Medicaid reimbursement rates that are paid to healthcare providers. The governor says the goal is to lower the so-called cost shift that takes place when the government underfunds the Medicaid program, and the remaining costs are then shifted over to private health insurance premiums. So how is this plan being received at the State House? That's one of the questions we have today for our guest, Neil Goswami, who is bureau chief at the Vermont Press Bureau. They provide news coverage to the Rutland Herald and the Barry Montpelier Times-Argus. Neil, great to have you here.
It's good to be here.
So, Neil, the governor's plan would impose a 0.7% payroll tax on all businesses. He argues that this expense will be offset by lower health care premiums for those companies that currently offer health insurance coverage to their employees. How is this whole concept doing over at the State House?
It was initially received with a lot of skepticism, and I have to say it hasn't improved much in the ensuing weeks. As you mentioned, it's a 0.7% payroll tax. That draws down about $90 million annually from Vermont businesses, draws down $100 million or so from the federal government. And they want to use $140 million of that to boost Medicaid reimbursement rates and also cover the new enrollees on Medicaid that came in under the expansion of the program under the Affordable Care Act. The problem is nobody likes the payroll tax, at least outwardly at this point. Nobody seems to have another idea of how to come up with funding to boost Medicaid payments and cover the new enrollees. So we've got a little bit of a problem on our hands. The governor wants to raise Medicaid reimbursement rates from 60% of costs right now to about 80%, which is the Medicare level. And even if he doesn't do that, even if he just tries to find money to cover the newly expanded Medicaid program in Vermont, he needs between $15 and $20 million. And that's without boosting the 60% rate. And it probably actually brings it down from 60% a little bit because of the expansion. So nobody's come up with an alternate proposal that passes the smell test at this point. Republicans have pitched the idea of maybe doing away with Vermont Health Connect and using the money that the state would use to operate that to put toward Medicaid. That's a drop in the bucket, according to the administration, and doesn't go nearly far enough in finding enough money to do what they want to do.
Would it be fair to say that there seems to be some support for increasing the Medicaid reimbursement rate and there's support for the expanded Medicaid program, but nobody wants to pay for it?
That's exactly the situation right now. Everybody knows that there's a problem for Medicaid patients getting in to see doctors because doctors don't want to see them for the low reimbursement rate. And everyone knows that we've expanded the Medicaid rolls in Vermont, and they need to be paid. That needs to be paid for. But nobody wants to put up the money to do it.
So the governor says, yeah, it's a tax increase, but that increase is going to be offset for companies that currently offer health insurance to their employees. There are some people in the State House who seem to think maybe that link isn't so clear.
Yeah, and so the idea of the cost shift is because only 60% of costs are covered by Medicaid payments, private insurance makes up the difference. So the administration's argument is if they put $140 million toward Medicaid reimbursements, boosting them, essentially that if it was a one-to-one ratio where every dollar you put into Medicaid was $1 off of private premiums, they say that's an 8% reduction in private premiums. And then they said, well, there's going to be – it's not exactly one-for-one, so we'll go with a conservative estimate of 5%. So they're promising a 5% reduction in private premiums, or at least a 5% slowing of the growth in private premiums. It may not actually be a reduction. And people are looking at those numbers and saying, we don't really think that's going to happen. That might be too ambitious.
Do you think some people are looking at this as you mentioned, it's a 0.7% payroll tax. Mm-hmm. Are there some people looking at this and saying, yeah, it's 0.7% this year,
right,
but next year it's going to be a full percent? Who knows what it's going to be after that?
I think that's always a fear whenever lawmakers or the administration is talking about a tax. There's one proposal this year, but 0.7 might become 1 and then 2 and then 3, and who knows, 15 years down the road what this payroll tax grows into. That's always a fear among lawmakers, I think. And they also, if you look back historically, they tend to grab money where they can. Right now it's for Medicaid. Who knows where the expansion leads to in the future if they want to try and, boost the payroll tax for some other purpose.
You were saying how reluctant a lot of lawmakers are to impose this new tax. But in the end, do they have to do something?
They do have to do something about the Medicaid expansion. That has to be paid for. We have, as a state, signed up tens of thousands of new people on Medicaid, and that needs to be paid for. If they go to the doctor, their rates, those rates need to be paid through the state. We've signed them up as a state, and now we have to pay for it. So even if you don't boost the rates, you still have to find that $15 to $20 million somewhere in the budget to cover it.
Let's look at another health issue at the State House. That's Vermont's childhood immunization law. With the national outbreak of measles, once again, there's a tension on Vermont's exemptions to the law. Vermont has three exemptions: for medical reasons, on religious grounds, and for philosophical beliefs. According to the latest report from the Vermont Health Department, the parents of roughly 6% of all kindergarten students in the state have used the philosophical exemption for at least one of the five mandatory vaccinations. There was a really heated debate over this issue in 2012. Are we on the verge of another one?
Some people are trying to make sure we are. Senator Kevin Mullen from Rutland County has introduced a bill that would repeal the philosophical exemption. And that, by the way, is the majority of the exemptions that parents use, more so than the religious or medical. The problem is there are a lot of folks who do not want to be told that they have to vaccinate their children. And as you recall from 2 years ago, they came out in force and they convinced the House not to follow the Senate's lead and pass, getting rid of the philosophical exemption. So at this point, it could be that we're going to see another showdown. I would imagine those against being forced to vaccinate their children will be back if this bill gets anywhere. The new wrinkle, however, is that the Vermont NEA, the state's largest union, has come out on the other side of the issue, and they do hold some political sway in the State House. So you could have some big forces colliding here. I don't know where it's going to go.
So many supporters of the current exemption system say this is an issue of parental rights, that parents, not the state, have the right to decide if their children are going to be immunized. It turned out to be a very powerful argument in 2012 when the House rejected Senator Mullen's bill. Is that going to be a key factor this year as well?
It probably is. The governor even seemed to struggle a bit with this, coming out and saying that vaccinating your kids is the right thing to do and everyone should be vaccinated, that can be vaccinated. But at the same time, he's trying to balance the parental rights that folks think that they should have. It really also is a public health issue. The higher the unvaccinated rate goes, the more risk there is to everyone involved. And you lose that, what they call the community herd, and disease can spread much more quickly and much more rapidly. So I think you have it really boils down to whether lawmakers see this more as a parents' rights issue or a public health issue. And who knows where they come down on that. And how high the unvaccinated rate needs to get before lawmakers say we need to make sure that this doesn't get any higher and, in fact, goes down.
So we mentioned the national measles outbreak. It's gone to 17 states. It's in New York State. How do you think the debate would change if we have cases of measles in Vermont in the next month or two?
I think that's a real game changer. If you have a case of measles in a Vermont school, I think that lawmakers need to look at this more on the public health side of things rather than the parental rights side of things.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Indeed.
Neil Goswami is Bureau Chief of the Vermont Press Bureau. Neil, many thanks for being here on the program
today.
My
pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That is our program for today, Monday on Vermont Edition. Are you sick of the snow yet? Because we've probably got another 6 weeks of winter, we're going to provide some tips on embracing the white stuff. You'll learn about winter sports you can enjoy, how to safely navigate the roads, and other things that will help you get through to spring. Send your ideas to VermontEdition at vpr.net and listen Monday at noon. Vermont Edition is produced by Patty Daniels and Rick Sangari. We have production assistance from Devin Karambulis. I'm Bob Kinzel. Have a great weekend.